This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We want to thank Reb Gordon for picking up the breakfast and also for sponsoring today's breakfast. An honor of finishing Meseches Shkalim in the Mishnah Yomis. Mazel Tov to Reb Gordon for finishing Mesechta Shkalim and for beginning Mesechta Yuma. If anybody wants to join us, you could join us. We learned two Mishnayos a day. Last night was Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Okay. The Chida writes in the Sefer Moira Be'etzba, the Chida wrote a little Sefer called Avodas HaKodesh. And the Chida says in Ois Reish Chavches, Yom Isru Chag Kadosh Ma'od. Isru Chag is very holy. That's why we have a minhag to eat bagels that have holes in it, because Isru Chag is very holy. V'yesh l'smayach v'ay, and you should rejoice on that day. So the Chida seems to be saying that we should rejoice on Isru Chag Shavuos, k'mashe kosavti b'Pesach, like a wrote on Pesach. It seems like Isru Chag of Shavuos is no less than any other Isru Chag. And yet, if you look in the writings of Reb Chaim Falaji, Reb Chaim Falaji was one of the great rabbi of Izmir. He wrote the Sefer Moyed L'chol Chai. He brings in Simen Ches Ois Mem Gimel Isru Chag de Shavuos, Hu Yoiser Gadol Mishar Moyados. It's greater than the Isru Chag of other Yomim Tovim. V'haya Roy Lehi Aser B'Malacha. Really, it should be Aser to do work. The only thing is, if we also to do work, then the in-laws would be staying an extra day. That would be, no, it's okay.
This week.
So
year was Shabbos.
So the question is, why would the Isru Chag of Shavuos be more chamor than the Isru Chag of any other Yom Tov? So the Reb Chaim Falaji says, look in the Sefer Berkei Yosef. Who wrote the Berkei Yosef? The Chida. The Chida quotes an amazing Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Chagiga says, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to bring all the karbanos on Yom Tif, or do you have to bring it the day after Yom Tif? It's machlokes Beishamai Beisala. Beishamai says, Yom Tivayach La'achar HaYom Tif. The day of Shechita is after Yom Tif. However, Beisala says, the day of Shechita is on Yom Tif itself. However, what if Yom Tov is Shabbos? So then even Beis Hillel is Moideh, Yom Tavayach Lamachar. So says the Magen Avram, that because Shavuos could come out on Shabbos, and the Yom Tavicha is Isru Chag, Memela, you're not allowed to fast on Isru Chag Shavuos, which on Isru Chag of other Yom Tov, maybe you are allowed to. In other words, it's a tzad, and it's brought in the Magen Avram, Isru Chag of Shavuos is a completely different being than Isru Chag of any other Yom Tov. Why? Because sometimes it's the day of the Shechita of the Karbanos of Yom Tov. Let's talk a little bit about Isru Chag. Where does the word Isru Chag come from? We know it's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Hallel. Isru Chag ba'avoisim ad karnos ha-mizbeach. Somehow it's connected to binding something to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says in Sukkah, Mem Heyamad Beis, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Kal ha'oise isur l'chag, ba'achila u'shasiya. Anyone who binds the Yom Tov with eating and drinking, Ma'ale olav ha'kosav ki'ilu banam Mizbeach. The Torah considers it as if you built the altar, v'hikriv olav karban. Shenemar, isru chag ba'avoisim ad karnos ha-mizbeach. Now the Gemara doesn't say when to eat and drink. So Rashi in Masechta Sukkah says, Isur l'chag, aguda l'chag, ba'achila u'shasiya, shekoyrei l'chag oineg b'machal u'mishta. That anyone who rejoices on Yom Tov with extravagant food, it's considered like you built the Mizbeach and you were makriv a karban. Nothing to do with the day after, according to the first Peirush in Rashi. But then Rashi brings the second Peirush. V'yesh oimrim, yoim shela acher hachag, v'hakavano le'isru chag, ba'avoisim, behemois, avois, ushmenois. So according to the second Peirush in Rashi, isru chag refers to the day after. What do you do on isru chag? You have fatty animals. Maybe bagels count, because bagels end up having more fat even than an animal. So I can't tell you. But according to Rashi's pshat, The inyan of Isra Chag is the day after. So the question, what's the inyan of eating extra on the day after? So Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tav Chav Tes Sif Hei, says like this. The simcha on Yom Tif is when you're mechavin l'shem shamayim. The ikr simcha is the karbanos of shalmei simcha. And when the simcha that a person has by eating the shalmei simcha, and he has his spailos hanefesh that's connected to Hashem, that extends to the day after, where you say like this, I ate the shlamim on Yom Tif, but the achila shlamim is 2 days and one night. So if I eat the leftovers of the shlamim on the next day, so you're being moisif, ki'ilu, levad ha-karbanos gam kenes ha-mizbeach. In other words, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the inyan of Isru Chag is to continue eat the shlamim. Which means that if you eat leftovers today, there's no inyan of Isru Chag bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. The inyan of Isru Chag is to extend the zman of the achilas ha-shlamim.
Why can't you bring the karbanos on Shabbos?
Because it's not derech Shabbos.
No,
the karbanos of Yom Tov, the oilas ri'ia, they're not doicha Shabbos. It's a chiddush that the karban tamid is doicha Shabbos. There's a special gzeiras hakatz of oilas Shabbos v'shabbatoy, but the karbanos, the shamei chagiga, and the oilas ri'ia is not doicha Shabbos. The tamid is doicha Shabbos. The Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, but even that, it was up in the air, they weren't sure. Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, by the way, also says this Svara in the Sefer Sar Ha'elef. He says, since the Shlamim is Nechal Ashnei Yamim, and they L'chayra had leftovers, so they were Masaking an extra day that it's Asar L'Hisanois, so that the Achilas Karbanos should not come to Noisar. Okay, but Elamaisa and the Sfarim, they bring various reasons, al pi machshava, for Isru Chag. And one reason is as follows. We find by Shmini Atzeres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaviyachal, it's kasha lai predoschem. Atzeres hi, atzarti eschem etzli. So the inyan of Isru Chag, it's very difficult for Klal Yisrael to part from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were together, b'simcha, b'achilosh siya, for 2 days, or even for 1 day. But nevertheless, it's very hard for us to go back to regular mundane life. So by eating b'simcha on Isru Chag, we're showing how difficult it is for us to part from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to share with you the words of the Chassam Sofer. It's almost impossible to believe. Says the Chassam Sofer in Parshas Pinchas, it is known that the simcha that a person is mesameach ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah is more valuable than the mitzvah itself. So in other words, let's say a person puts on tefillin. One guy puts on tefillin b'simcha. So the guy who put on b'simcha, he did two things. He put on tefillin and he was b'simcha that he put on tefillin. Which element of what he did is more valuable? The element of simcha of that he had was more valuable than putting on the tefillin itself. So which means, and not only that, the reward you get for doing a mitzvah b'simcha is greater than the reward for doing the mitzvah itself. Now, having a suda on Yom Tov is a mitzvah. L'chayra, you need to be misameach that you're zoicha to do the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Right? Because every mitzvah you have to do b'simcha. So says the Chassam Sofer, you're mechuyev to make a suda that you're zoicha to make Sudas Yom Tov. Hear this? You're mechuyev to show simcha that you made Simchas Yom Tov, so you should really make a suda that you're zoicha to make Sudas Yom Tov. Says the Chassam Sofer, when we live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to have so much simcha that you had Sudas Yom Tov. In fact, you could keep Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's ish yoishev tachas gafnoi v'tachas teinosoi. Big deal that you had Simchas Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. But that you could live in America and have Sudas Yom Tov with anti-Semitism and the winds of the world, to be zoichet, to be mekayim, yamtif and galus, it warrants such simcha that we need to be koiveya an additional day of yamtif. The second day is a celebration that you were zoichet to keep the first day, says the Chasam Sofer. In other words, it comes out, what's a greater simcha, yamtif in Eretz Yisrael or yamtif in Chutz Aretz? Much greater in Chutz Aretz. Much greater in Chutz Aretz, because big deal that you could keep Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you keep one day and go back to your regular business. But that you could keep Yom Tov in Chutz Aretz, it deserves an additional Yom Tov to be misameach that you were zoicha to keep the first day. But bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, and we're in Eretz Yisrael, eino no tzvichem lasas Yom Tov sheni. We just make a small thing, Isru Chag. Isru Chag is rejoicing that you kept Yom Tov. The inyan of Isru Chag is, okay, you're eating a bagel, you're mechavein, that I'm besimcha, that I was zoicha to mekayim the mitzvah of Yom Tov. So in Eretz Yisrael, all you have is Isru Chag. In Chutz La'aretz, you need to be koiveya a Yom Tov that you kept the first day. And then you need Isru Chag that you were zoicha to be koiveya the Yom Tov before. So whatever you're going to eat today, you're going to have a barbecue, I don't know what you're going to have for lunch, you don't have to tell me your personal menu, but whatever you eat, so yesterday's kavana, so we learned recently, Shabbos, right? That you could go back in time, because it could be you forgot to have this kavana yesterday, on Yom Tov Sheni Shagos. Were you thinking, today, I'm being misameach, that it was zoichik to keep the first day. Could be you forgot to think that. So today you should think that yesterday when I was keeping Yom Tov, it was to be Mesameach that I was able to keep the first day. And then today, today's Simcha is that we were able to keep Yom Tov Shaini Shagal, yes.
Eretz Yisrael has an Isru Chag also?
Eretz Yisrael has, sure. But their Isru Chag is minor. In other words, to them, their Isru Chag was yesterday. So they just have like a minor thing, okay, we were zoicha to keep Yom Tov, but they're not actually koiveya another day of Yom Tov that they were zoicha to keep the first day. Big deal, you could keep Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael.
So isn't that counter to why have Isru Chag at all?
For us?
For them.
It's a minor, it's like a minor celebration.
There's levels of Isru Chag.
No. There's, in Eretz Yisrael, keeping Yom Tov is not a big deal, so they have a minor celebration. In Chutz La'aretz, keeping Yom Tov is a major deal. It warrants such simcha that they were koiveya, a day of Yom Tov to celebrate that they kept the first day. Then after that, you have a minor Yom Tov that they kept the second day. So now Isru Chag is always a minor celebration.
And we actualize that celebration by doing what?
Eating meat.
So we should eat meat.
That's what the Gemara says. Nobody ever has a problem eating meat. Nobody should have a problem eating meat. Some people don't eat meat. Usually you look at them, they could use a good hamburger. It would be good for them, you know? Actually, the Gemara says, an Am HaAretz is now to eat meat. The truth is, the Gemara also says, that in order to fully understand Talmudic logic, you need to eat meat. It's Gemara. Anyway, but that's for a different discussion. That's for a different time. Okay, now I want to tell you over a few more quick things. The Bnei Yisoscha writes in the Agur de Perka, Ois Reish Chavav, the Puisein Shir Hashirim, Im Ta'iru Es Ha'ahava Ad Shetechpatz. If we will arouse or engender the love for Hashem until Ad Shetechpatz. The Ramban famously writes that when a person has inspiration Avodas Hashem, you need to translate it into reality, into something concrete, to make a kli for the Ahava. Ad Shetechpatz. You're inspired. You hear something inspirational, you heard a shir, you heard a drasha, you want to do something, take a Kabbalah right away to translate that inspiration to something tangible. So says the Agur de Pirka, that's the concept of Isru Chag. Isru Chag is, you had a Yom Tov, you had a Shavuos, you had Hesoyrus and Limud HaTorah and Hasmadas HaTorah. Who could go through a Yom Tov without experiencing some inspiration in Limud HaTorah and Tefillah? So now you have to translate into that in something concrete. The Inyan of Isru Chag is not just about a barbecue. It's You want to tie yourself to the Yom Tov. So you want to take upon yourself something concrete to tie yourself to the feelings of inspiration that you had on the Yom Tov. Chiddush Arim says similarly, it's brought in Shalashachos, Bikurei Shloimai, that on Yom Tov a person has all kinds of thoughts of Aliyah and Kedusha, and you don't want them to dissipate as you go into the weekday. So you, in order to connect yourself, connect these inspirational thoughts into the weekday, we have Isru Chag. Reb Simcha Bunim and Parshizcha, he says, if you have someone who sews stitches, a tailor, if the last stitch is not tied well, so the stitching won't last. So a person has to tie up the chag. We had great inspiration on the chag. But if you don't tie it up, then it's just going to be fleeing. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says in Halicha Shloimai, the Gemara says in Brachas, someone who davens, sarach lishoy sha'achas achar tfilasai. So in other words, you just daven. You can't just run out. You have to sort of bask in the elevation of the tefillah. This is similar, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is the concept of Isru Chag. I want to end off with one davar noira. Tosfos in Pesachim Kuf Gimel Amud Beis asks the following question: what's the halacha? Let's say on a regular Yom Tov. Oh. On a regular Yom Tov. Yes, you spell Besamim after a regular Yom Tov? Just Yom Tov. No, no Besamim. Why do you smell Besamim after Matzah Shabbos? Neshama Yisera. So we don't smell Besam Matzah Yom Tov. That would seem to indicate Yom Tov does not have Neshama Yisera. So ask Tosfos, if Yom Tov doesn't have Neshama Yisera, why Shabbos going into Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, do you smell Besam Matzah Shabbos going into Yom Tov? No. What do you mean? If Yom Tov doesn't have Neshama Yisera, then you should smell Besamim Matzah Shabbos going into Yom Tov. That's Tosfos' Kasha. Does Yom Tov have Neshama Yisera or not? Mima Nefshach. If it has Neshama Yisera, you should smell Besamim Matzah Yom Tov. If it doesn't have Neshama Yisera, you should smell Besamim Shabbos going into Yom Tov. That's Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos answers, Yom Tov does not have Neshama Yisera. But Yom Tov itself is a quasi-nechama. So, Matzah Yom Tov, you don't have to smell Besamim because Yom Tov doesn't have Neshama Yisera. But Shabbos going into Yom Tov, you don't need to smell Besamim. Yom Tov is in lieu of the Besamim. Yom Tov is a little bit of a nechama. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Levi of Varditchev, the Shem Yishmo says the same idea. That what? That Avada Yom Tov has Neshama Yisera. If Yom Tov has Neshama Yisera, then why don't you smell Besamim after Yom Tov? The answer is because Yom Tov doesn't disappear when Yom Tov is over. Why? Because who creates Yom Tov? It's Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. We make the Yom Tov. We make the Yom Tov. We can hang on to the Yom Tov, as evident by the fact that we have Isru Chag, where we tie ourselves down to the Yom Tov. Ma'ashein Kein Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima. Shabbos comes, Shabbos goes. There's no way to hang on to it. Therefore, Shabbos leaves, we have to smell Besamim. So that's the difference. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardishov, says the Shem Yishmol, Yom Tov has Neshama Yisera. The difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima. Shabbos comes, Shabbos goes. Yom Tov, on the other hand, you can hang on to. L'maisa Rav Tzadik HaKoyin writes in the Sefer Machshav L'Ischarotz that there is an element of Malava Malka that you could hang on to Shabbos, but it's not quite like Isru Chag. Not the same way. It's like you hang on to it, but you're sort of, instead of it leaving on its own, you're escorting it out. But it's leaving. So therefore you gotta smell the Besamim. Matzah Yom Tov, you don't have to smell the Besamim, because you can hang on to the Kedusha of the Yom Tov. But like the Agudat Pirkei said, on Yom Tov, everybody had hisayrus in some way, in Limud HaTorah, in Avodas Hashem, and the objective of Yisru Chag is to try to hang on to that as much as possible. And if a person could accept and be mekabel even one small thing, so then you could translate the imta'iru, es ha'ahava, ad she'techbatz into something tangible. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.